Let's just let ourselves settle a bit after our walk outside, down at the lake, with a magnificent breeze. Let's listen to yet another Mary Oliver poem to inspire our practice. And this one is Little Summer Poem Touching the Subject of Faith. Every summer I listen and look under the sun's brass and even into the moonlight, but I can't hear anything. I can't see anything, not the pale roots digging down, nor the green stalks muscling up, nor the leaves deepening in their damp pleats, nor the tassels making, nor the shucks, nor the cobs. And still, every day, the leafy fields grow taller and thicker, green gowns lofting up in the night, showered with silk. And so, every summer, I fail as a witness, seeing nothing. I am deaf, too, to the tick of the leaves, the tapping of the downwardness from the banyan feet, all of it happening beyond any seeable proof or hearable hum. And, therefore, let the immeasurable come. Let the unknowable touch the buckle of my spine. Let the wind turn in the trees and the mystery hidden in the dirt swing through the air. How could I look at anything in this world and tremble and grip my hands over my heart? What should I fear? One morning in the leafy green ocean, the honeycomb of the corn's beautiful body is sure to be there. And so maybe you, with careful attention during the walking practice, could see and hear all that growing that's happening so beautifully at this time of year. Or maybe you couldn't, and yet you were as there as you could be. So, taking our postures for practice, sitting in a way that will engender wakefulness, upright, dignified, maybe eyes open, because it is a sleepy time that we're at right now, post-lunch, post-walk, mid-afternoon. And yet I know no one came here to nap. So we let ourselves take these goodly, smart postures so that we can be here. And we can hear, and we can see, and we can know that immeasurable. Let's invoke now, then, that image of the lake to help us along a little. Perhaps it's the lake we've all witnessed, really beautifully blue, lots of blue skies, some white clouds. I recommend, though, you conjure up, whether visualizing or sensing into it, a lake that's very calm, not one that's all ruffled. Letting it be very still, so either the lake we've just witnessed, with the sandy shore, bit of dunes, trees not far off, or maybe it's a lake of your choosing, such as all the beautiful ones we have in Northern Ontario. Perhaps there's rock around the lake, sheltering it. But let the lake be calm, placid, like a mirror. Sense into a gentle breeze across the waters, And if you do this practice at home, you might care to do it lying down. And as you are here today, if it feels right and skillful for you, you might even imagine, if it feels right and skillful and safe for you, nurturing, that you are lying down on the water. Just lying on your back on the water. If not, you're somehow very deeply sensing into the coolness of the lake. Perhaps you've got your toes in the water. Perhaps you're simply taking in the cool breeze. Letting the lake image help us in our practice, taking in the calm of the lake, the serenity. So feeling the breath calm and cool, cooling. Feeling the breath like a cool summer breeze. And as we sit here with the breath, perhaps a sense of the whole body, taking on too that beautiful reflective quality of the lake when it's very still, so too with our mindfulness, reflecting all that shows up, not adding to it, not subtracting from it. Being settled in the breath as the object of awareness. And letting all the other experiences simply be reflected. The sounds, the thoughts, the emotions. The other body sensations. Bare reflective awareness. Reflecting back whatever shows up, just as it is. feeling the breath like a cool summer breeze across the lake. Strong body sensations or emotions or a big thought pattern enters in. Let them be likened to a little ripple in the waters or a whirlpool that suddenly appears. And like the lake, receive these experiences. Bend to them like the water. Let them move through just the way water does, receptive, holding on to nothing. And then being calm, still, cool again. The lake too reflects the vastness of the sky, that big picture. See if you can hold any troubling whirlpools of experience within that vastness. Breathing in cool, breathing out cool, breathing in cooling the mind, breathing out cooling the body, cool, cool. with each in-breath cooling the mind, with each out-breath cooling the body. Cool, cooling, calming. Receiving all experiences with that generous receptivity of the lake. Reflective, cooling, and listening to Mary Oliver's In Blackwater Woods. Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds, and every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this. The fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes, to let it go, to let it go. So just like the lake, receive it all and let it all go.